Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sometimes the off-air stuff is funnier than the on-air stuff. So this song comes on. I don't even know who this is. I know the song, but I don't even know who this is. Who is this?
No Mercy.
No Mercy. Like a one-hit wonder back in the day. But I say to Solana, I go, what? Or actually, I said to Jimmy off the air, I go, what happened to my Van Halen? Because just it was the first segment, and we kind of stumbled into the David Lee Roth birthday thing. And so I've asked everybody about, you know, David Lee Roth versus Sammy Hagar. We've played Van Halen all day. So I go, Jimmy, what happened to my Van Halen? And I had said to him after the first segment, hey, just play Van Halen all day. That'll be fun. You know, just kind of stumbled into it. So I said to Jimmy, like, what happened to Van Halen? And he kind of looks at me. And Solana goes, yeah, I told him, you don't have to play Van Halen all day. Like, let's move on. So, which is fine. It's not a bad idea by Solana. Like, I understand where, like, Solana's like, hey, you're overdoing the. But I had a conversation with Jimmy saying, hey, I want to hear Van Halen all day. So, Solana, you say to him, hey, you don't, like, he put in a Van Halen song, I'm guessing, to start the hour.
No, I saw him putting in a bunch of Van Halen music because we only had, I don't know, four or five in the system. And I saw him searching for more. He was going to upload that. I'm like, hey, don't worry about it. You don't have to play Van Halen all day. But I didn't hear your off-air conversation right with Jimmy about it, so I didn't know. And he's like, oh, okay. But.
So then I go off the air. And so I go, but Jimmy, I told you to play Van Halen all day. So then Solana looks at me and goes, well, did he tell you to play Van Halen all day? And Jimmy's like, yeah. Well, why didn't you tell me that when I said you don't have to play Van Halen anymore?
If y'all not figured out Jimmy that wants no smoke.
He wants no smoke. Is that what happened, Jimmy? When he said, hey, you don't have to play Van Halen, it didn't occur to you to say, well, Hawk said maybe I should play Van Halen all day?
That occurred to me.
It occurred to you.
No, it did not occur to me.
It did not occur to you.
I got you. I just didn't act. Exactly. I just didn't act on it.
Jimmy, you tell him you're a passive dude, Jimmy. You don't want all that trouble.
But there's no trouble. You could have just been like, oh, actually, Hawk told me to play Van Halen.
Right, and then Solana would have been like, okay, cool. Let me get you some Van Halen songs. Like, yeah, it was the way that it transpired was funny. By the way, I just see breaking news on ESPN. The Jets have stripped Nathaniel Hackett of the play-calling duties.
You know,
that's Aaron Rodgers' guy.
It's more to this story. I know what, you know, all the reports have and what Ben said last out. There's Robert Saleh cussed somebody the hell out. Something happened with him and Woody Johnson and all that.
Ben Volen alluded to it. What I've read is that Robert Saleh had decided he was firing Nathaniel Hackett. He was calling the plays. Their offense is terrible. But Nathaniel Hackett is Aaron Rodgers' guy. He's the guy who got him hired in Denver.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's his guy. And so then it got word to Aaron that Saleh was going to fire Nathaniel Hackett. And that's when he had that conversation with Woody Johnson. And I think, as Ben was alluding to, the conversation may have been, hey, don't let me find out that this guy ends up firing Nathaniel Hackett. Now, he may not have said to fire Robert Saleh, but my guess is he said, don't let Nathaniel Hackett get fired. Period. End of story.
But now he's demoted to what? Quarterback coach?
Well, that's what makes it so funny to me, is now they've stripped him of his play calling duties.
So Aaron Rodgers just wants Nathaniel Hackett. Did they ride to work together? Like, he just wants him in the building?
I don't know. Yeah, let me start the 4 o'clock hour with the stock market report that's sponsored by Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, home of the $21,000 discount. Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram.com. Dow Jones down 57 points, almost nothing. S&P 500 down 11 points, and the NASDAQ down 9 points. So not a ton of movement on Wall Street today. Let me give you the fantasy football report here. Fantasy football reports on WQAM are sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Tito's is America's favorite vodka for a reason, known for great vodka, giving back, and doing good for dogs. 40% alcohol by volume, namely 80 proof. Crafted to be savored responsibly. for fantasy football update. I just wanted to ask you guys how your teams are doing. I thought it would be interesting. Crowder, how is your fantasy football team doing? You three play, I don't. How's your fantasy football team doing?
Doing great. I'm 2-3, and I'm riding a one. I won last week, but George Kittle was hurt, and that kind of messed me over.
Wait, Najee Harris, you're doing great? You're 2-3?
Yeah, but I'm on a winning streak now, 2 weeks. I started slow because Najee Harris and George Kittle weren't giving me no points.
You had Malik Nabers, though, didn't you? He was doing great the first few weeks.
Couldn't get Malik.
Oh.
Remember, I was giving everybody the advice to draft Malik. And by the time it rolled around for my pick, somebody took Malik. So I had to take – and this is another thing. Dummy over here, I take Davante Adams, who's not playing right now and he probably going to be on a different team. So George Kittle gets hurt. Davante Adams isn't playing. Najee Harris isn't doing nothing offensively. I had a rough start, but I'm fighting back.
All right. So, Lana, how about you? How's your fantasy team doing?
I'm tied for first in our Odyssey Miami League. I'm 4-1. I'm tied with TC from Kiss Country, which is bizarre because the dude picks kickers, Justin Tucker, in like the eighth round every year, which is just infuriating. But I am, I'm 4-1. Gentlemen, the problem is I have Nico Collins in every league I'm in, and he's out. I don't know. Like, who do I replace him with? I don't know.
Jimmy, how about you? How's your fantasy team doing?
I'm reverse. I'm 1-4.
1-4. You're talking about in the Odyssey League?
Yes. Well, in both of my leagues, I'm 1-4.
Can't get it going, huh?
No.
Who do you have there? You got Christian McCaffrey or somebody? What's going on? What's the problem?
In one of my leagues, I have Josh Allen, and in my other league, I have Patrick Mahomes.
You get extra points for interceptions?
No, you lose points for interceptions.
Oh, you lose points. All right, well, that would explain the 1-4 record.
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting when someone listens to this podcast one day and it's all Van Halen and this one No Mercy song that no one's heard since 1995.
I ain't tightening them up.
All right, let's, you know, I saw a funny tweet during the commercial break. I sent you guys an update on the Lieutenant Dan guy. I'll share it with everybody.
Yes.
But I saw a tweet during the commercial break. This is so true. It says, the Hawk Tua girl and Lieutenant Dan will most likely become millionaires, and I'm supposed to convince my teenage daughter that school is important. It is. You see these stories all the time, and you go, because the kid that crashed on the turnpike here in Miami, what'd you say his name was? Jack Doherty?
Yeah.
Like, no way he went to college, right? He's driving around a McLaren. He didn't go to college.
He's 18.
A Hawk to a girl. She didn't go to college. Lieutenant Dan, I'm taking a guess. He didn't go to college.
He's not a lieutenant.
So he rode out the storm on the sailboat. He survived. He got offered $100,000. To be a kick streamer by who? Aiden Ross, I think.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Aiden Ross. Now, it's come out since that Lieutenant Dan has this miles-long rap sheet. I told you at the beginning of the show, most of it is failure to appear.
Mm-hmm.
But it stems from a bar fight in Lake Worth by me up in Palm Beach County. And Aiden Ross has now pulled the deal. He promised him a $50,000 advance. And then $50,000 if he streams 100 hours a month. And he has pulled that deal. And some girl interviewed Lieutenant Dan by his boat about the deal getting pulled. And he was just saying, he's like, yeah, I mean, it's BS. If you're going to hire someone, find out their history before you hire them. Don't hire me. He goes, I didn't search them for a job. They came to me and now they're pulling it away. But he maintains his innocence. He said that he was arrested for battery on a police officer, says it didn't happen. He doesn't even recall seeing the police officer. Now, that could be because he was so hammered. I was reading a New York Post story about the charges. He may have been so hammered he doesn't remember the police officer. But regardless, there's a lot of varying stories. But he no longer has a $100,000 deal from Aiden Ross. But he does have over $40,000 in a GoFundMe that was started for him before anybody knew that he had a rap sheet and had a history and was just going to ride out the storm on that little sailboat, which, by the way, he did and survived. He says he's going to Dubai with the GoFundMe money, and he's going to be living his best life. Well, there you go. That's the update on Lieutenant Dan. So,
you have no money, you get 40 grand, and then you go on a vacation. Not very
I don't know
sound.
If it's a vacation. I think he's reestablishing himself. I think he's recalibrating his life.
And I would love to meet his contract attorney that redlined the Aiden Ross deal. Because
I don't think he had a contract attorney. I believe he accepted a deal and they reneged, and that's the end of that.
So everybody doesn't know if you don't have a contract, that handshake crap doesn't mean anything.
I got to imagine Aiden Ross tweeting out, "I'm giving you $100,000," doesn't mean much legally.
But there is a more of an update to that. Apparently, Aiden Ross has posted that he never said he's taking the offer, deal, or boat away, and that the internet just loves to make him look bad.
It is really unfathomable that this story just has so many twists and turns. You'd think that anything involving this Lieutenant Dan would just be a straight line towards its finish. But, okay, so then what I just told you, there is no leg to stand on.
Well, you started it by saying, how can I convince my kids that college is important? There's one Lieutenant Dan, and there's one, what's his name?
Talk to a girl.
And Haktua, there's no longevity in their fame. So just tell your kids to still get an education.
All right, fair enough.
Or just make a fool out of yourself enough times where you'll get followers.
Talking to you, Jimmy.
Oh, no longevity in followers.
Let's get headlines with Alejandro Solana, brought to you by Doral Kia. At Doral Kia, choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory, like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. And remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia. In fact, let's bang through these headlines so we have enough time to play your frozen cake stuff in the next segment.
Just a quick...
call you Lieutenant Cake.
Lieutenant Cake. Ice cream.
All right. Settle down, Lieutenant Hare.
What are you laughing at, Lieutenant Tooth?
I like our new names.
It's a nice way to couch an insult. We can call it Lieutenant before you insult the person.
That's a little love on you.
Since we did the fantasy update a few minutes ago, how about this for some NFL news? Anthony Richardson, he was a full participant in today's Colts practice, which Ian Rappaport notes is a sign he's prepared to start this Sunday.
I do get a kick out of watching him play, man. I don't know if he can last an entire season. He's going to throw some wild picks, yeah. But he's also going to throw some wild tutties, and he's going to break some tackles. Like, he's just fun to watch.
He's very physically talented. I don't know if he's a great quarterback.
Right.
Los Gatos are in action tonight. They begin a 4-game road trip. They're in Ottawa. They'll play the Senators. That'll be a 7 p.m. puck drop.
Ottawa.
The Mets, they eliminated the Phillies last night. So much for a red October.
Yeah.
The Dodgers stayed alive yesterday. They blew out the Padres 8-0. You get MLB baseball tonight. That begins at around 6:08 p.m. Tigers, they host the Guardians game 4. They're up 2-1 in that series. The Royals at 8:08 will host the Yankees game 4. Yankees can close that out with a victory. And then we get Seahawks, Niners on Thursday Night Football tonight.
All right.
Sad day in the tennis world. Rafa Nadal announced he will retire.
Thought of you when I saw that today.
Yeah, from the game.
You love him, right?
I love Rafa and Roger. Yeah. Best era of tennis ever. The two real goats.
Hmm.
You know me. Bjorn Borg, Jimmy Connors, baby.
Like mon fils.
He's still going. Frenchman. Hey, speaking of Lieutenant Dan and Tampa and Hurricane Milton, bro, crazy scenes in Tampa Bay last night with a sports tie-in. Tropicana Field's entire roof blew off.
Tropicana?
Who is that?
Tropicana Field.
Hey, Lieutenant Laughter, settle down back there.
Tropicana.
Tropicana.
Tropicana Field.
Nope. Tropicana Field, like because it was kind of a fabric-based roof, which
like a tarp
is
almost,
quizzical,
right?
It's quizzical, but yeah, they did drone shots over it this morning. Like, it's gone.
They were using it as not a shelter, but almost like a meeting point for, I think, different
first
responders.
It was a staging area. It was staging area for the National Guard and stuff. They had all the cots lined up in there, and so they had a lot of first responders staging in the dome there, ready to, you know, spread out over the state where they were needed, and then the roof got ripped off.
You know what? It made me think about, remember when Minnesota, the Vikings' old field, the roof caved in because snow?
Yep.
Y'all are building a billion-dollar, you know, structure, and y'all don't take into account the weather in the region?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, listen, Stephen Ross, they put the roof, but kind of a roof, because it still rains plenty on some fans, not all, you know.
A little drop top.
You could go fabric roof and maybe it'll blow down. Or you could go, you know, solid roof, but we just can't finish it.
It's a convertible.
Pick your poison.
We have the only convertible in the NFL.
Danny Green did announce his retirement after 15 NBA seasons. He is only one of four players in NBA history to win a ring with three different teams.
Mm.
You guys saw the NBA GM surveys, by the way. We didn't really touch on it yesterday, but Eric Spoelstra basically swept all the coaching categories.
You know how I feel. Spo, the moment he told Solana he has never seen Step Brothers and considers Fletch to be an all-time classic, Spo should win every single award that is available, including MVP, Rookie of the Year, Defensive Player of the Year, literally every award that's available in basketball.
Kerr and Popovich weren't up there? Everybody used to love Popovich.
They were up there.
Have you looked at the Spurs records lately, though?
Yeah, this Wembanyama is pretty good.
Kirk couldn't find any minutes for Jason Tatum.
That took him out of the running.
And speaking of some hoops, the WNBA Finals do begin tonight. The Liberty host the Lynx. That'll be at 8 p.m. tonight.
A lot of sports tonight.
Yeah.
All right, guys, your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Happens to be a decent afternoon for most of South Florida. We're obviously thinking of everybody who was impacted by Hurricane Milton. I know a lot of people still without power, millions or a million without power in the state of Florida.
We have room for the chocolate cake in the next segment?
Oh, man, I don't think so, man.
All right, we have plenty of time, and we're going to do it in the next segment. We're going to celebrate. What are the cake days today? Today's Angel Food Cake Day and
Decorate a Cake Day.
Lieutenant Cake Day. I don't know. We're going to play the frozen cake segment. If you've never heard it before, you're in for a treat. If you have heard it before, you're in for a treat.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Drown me in the rain from the land of milk and honey.
Hawk and Crowder. Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Today is National Angel Food Cake Day and National Cake Decorating Day. And because I've been struggling with a sore throat for the last couple of days and I'm tired of talking, I was looking for any reason to play something where I could take a segment off. And if there's two National Cake Days, we would be remiss if we didn't play Solana's exploits with the frozen chocolate cake.
I got to finish watching this Hot for Teacher video. Goodness gracious.
All-time great, right? That is an all-time great.
It starts out a little weird with the black and white and the bus, but it's getting good now.
It gets into
now.
The party. And it becomes the party. It's all right. Here it is. Solana was home recovering from his ACL surgery. I sent him a deep dish pizza from Chicago and a chocolate cake and was curious if he enjoyed it. And here's what happened on the air. So over the weekend, I had, because Solana got home from the hospital, I had Chicago deep dish pizzas shipped to his house to feed him and his family who's taking care of him. You're at your parents' house, right? Not at your house.
Right, yeah, I'm at my parents'
house.
You can
do the microphone off and on thing again, huh? You're gonna stick with that, huh?
No, I'm here.
You're gonna like just it's just so herky jerky because I'm like yeah. So you're at your parents' house, right? Yeah, I'm at my parents' house.
It's ridiculous.
So I had deep dish Chicago pizza sent to him from Lou Malnati's and some chocolate cake as well. So did you eat the deep dish pizzas?
I ate one of them. I did.
And you ate the whole deep dish pizza yourself?
Mm. I ate 3/4 of it by myself.
Really? Yeah. Wow. That's heavy duty. Yeah. And what did you think?
Oh, it was delicious.
What?
Because
you always tease me because I order in the pizzas from Chicago and it's expensive. And you're like, just drive down to Kendall. They've got deep dish pizza.
Right.
So what was better?
Yeah, Manhattan, Chicago, and Kendall has deep dish pizza, which is phenomenal, by the way.
Weird. Manhattan, which is New York, and Kendall, which is not Chicago. Strange that they have good deep dish Chicago pizza. They do, yeah.
No, this was really good. It's frozen pizza.
Right. It's so, still shipped in, so it's not like getting it at the restaurant.
Yeah.
No, but I really enjoyed it. I put a whole pie in, and me and my girlfriend were going to split it, and she ate one, like, fourth. You cut it into fours, yeah. And she was stuffed.
Yeah.
And I had the first and then my second piece, and then there was one more piece there.
It's the same. This is the same routine I have with Lori. Every time I order in Lou Malnati's from Chicago, I'll cut it into fourths. Then after one slice, my wife can't eat anymore. And then I can't just stare at the one piece even though I'm full. Because
right.
They're like, it's one piece. It's a quarter. And what about that chocolate cake? That was just part of the package. There was a package available. And so I was like, I'll give him a chocolate cake too. How was that?
Yeah, well, we haven't had it yet because, I indulged into a deep dish pizza. I ate almost the whole thing by myself.
Right,
then
you're
I
not exercising either, so you're probably feeling like extra fat.
I know I am extra fat. I feel like I've gained back all the weight that I lost over the past couple months already, and it's only been 5 days. My parents were going to make it yesterday, but they don't know how to, make it. They don't know if they have to thaw it first because it's in the freezer. Or if they just throw it in the oven, but it's a chocolate cake. Does it go in the oven? They don't know how to do this.
It's a chocolate cake.
Already, yeah.
Put it on the counter, and it'll be room temperature like any other cake. And then after
but it's frozen. It came frozen.
Right. So you don't eat it frozen. Put it on the counter so it thaws out so it looks like an actual chocolate cake. I thought you were doing a bit on me. He texts me.
I was on the thread.
Oh, you were on the thread.
Yes.
So he snapped me when he got the Chicago pizzas, and I snapped him back and I just said, hey, I'm going to give you a little hack. It says to cook them for 45 minutes, cook them for an hour and a half or else it's going to be runny. And I said, okay. He texts us over the weekend, do you have any hacks for the chocolate cake? And I didn't respond because I thought you were doing a bit. It's a frozen cake. What do you think? You're going to bake it? You're going to bake a cake that's frosted?
I don't know. Ask Deborah. I don't. What the hell do I know about a cake?
It already has frosting on it, right?
Of course, it's in the cake. You thought about
cake?
Putting it in the oven to bake?
That's to thaw it out a little. maybe.
How many Solanas does it take to make a frozen cake?
Jimmy, have you ever heard of putting a frosted cake in the oven to bake?
Never.
Of course not. It's the craziest thing.
Damn, Jimmy.
Are you serious? So that wasn't a joke when you said, do you have any hacks for the chocolate cake? I thought you were kidding.
No, I think that's a normal question. I mean, it's something that's frozen. Yeah, how can we best How can we get the most out of this frozen cake?
Unfreeze it. Unfreeze it. It's frozen. So
right, but I mean, there's several ways you can unfreeze a cake.
Oh,
I mean,
is that so? What? Throw it in the bathtub? You want to throw it in the bathtub? Unfreeze the cake?
No, I mean, you put it in the oven maybe 5 minutes, 10 minutes.
You would put. I can't get past this. You would take a frosted cake that's been baked and put it in the oven.
My mom's texting me. We were never putting it in the oven. I'm not so sure about that, Deborah. Because I think there was a conversation with my dad about maybe, you know, heating up the oven for a little. So I'm not too sure about that.
No, when you want to enjoy the cake, like several hours before you want to enjoy it, take it out of the freezer. And then it'll thaw out. And then after you have a couple slices at room temperature, if you want to put it in the fridge to keep it cool, then that's normal. Like, treat it like a cake.
It's a cake. I just see a whole family sitting around staring at this cake. What are we going to do with this?
This is, much like the Da Vinci Code, something that's going to require some significant effort to figure out. Why did Hawk send us this riddle?
Text Hawk. Get a hint.
I can't believe that. And I'm assuming they don't send instructions with it like they do the pizza, because who the hell would need instructions to thaw out a cake?
Yep, no instructions.
Of course not.
You haven't eaten it yet?
No, they don't know what to do with it.
Is it in the oven? It's in the oven right now.
They have no idea what to do with it.
No, but what kind of instructions
is
that?
They're just staring.
What kind of instructions is that? Oh, just leave it out. No, I don't want to just leave it out.
What further instructions do you need? Honestly, take knife, slice cake. Put on plate. Take fork. Make peace. Put in mouth. What instructions would you need? I can't even believe this.
I mean, had you just answered the text message, we could have avoided this.
I thought you were joking. I thought you were joking. I cannot believe that.
I don't know how to make
frozen cake. I don't know what to do with it.
It's like an apple pie. You ever get those apple pies? You throw them in the freezer. A couple months later, you put them in the oven. They're good as new. Good as new.
Right.
Like they were just baked.
Right, but they don't have frosting on them. Do you understand what would happen if you put a frosted chocolate cake in the oven?
It would defrost much quicker than just leaving it out, I'll tell you that.
Put it in the microwave.
My God. I am stunned.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Go suck an egg.
Hawk and Crowder.
So, Don Bailey Jr. and Joe Zagacki at the UM Cal game on Saturday night, Crowder, were able to fit in one call, one line that we gave them. Which, by the way, is understandable because that game did not go very well.
It was a tough beginning.
Up until the end.
Yes. Down by 28 is kind of...
We don't feel like sneaking our silly lines in there.
No, very understandable.
But the one that he did, it was good. Correct, Solana?
Yeah, just the one he did was really good.
All right, let's hear what we gave him. This is what we gave DBJ.
Going back to Cali,
they're in Cali, and then, you know, I don't think so. Let's hear how DBJ pulled it off.
Second down and goal from the 5, 32 seconds to play. Miami has one timeout remaining, and Ward brings him up. He sends Horton left with Restrepo. He's got Martinez in the backfield. Who can make the big play for Miami? And this is the big moment.
You're going to run it. Run it to the right.
Ward looks to his left. Arroyo short motion. Snap. Handoff. No, he throws. Left side.
Get
Arroyo.
In.
He lunges. He's got it. Touchdown. It's a touchdown. Miami has tied the game. A 5-yard touchdown to Arroyo with 26 seconds to go. It's a touchdown. It's a 93-yard drive. It's Miami 38 and Cal 38. And Borregales comes on for the biggest extra point of his life.
I'm going back to Cali, Cali, Cali. I'm going back to Cali. I don't think so.
Miami 38, Cal 38.
That was good.
We saw video. You know, Victor Bermudez videoed that in the press box.
Mm-hmm.
And it almost seemed like Don Bailey Jr. was an unwilling participant in it. Like, yeah, Victor is like now. It felt a little uncomfortable there because Victor knew that that was a good time to do that. Going back to Cal. Yeah. And then, you know, I don't think so. Like, we just took the lead once Borregales hits the extra point. I don't think so. And
that was funny.
He is like adamant, Vic.
Go.
Hey,
go.
DBJ, now, read the line. It worked out well. It was good. Good job by them. So bye week for the Hurricanes. Then they're back in action on October 19th. Louisville. By the way, this Aiden Ross has now said that he did not renege on the $100,000 offer to Lieutenant Dan. But I am so tired of this story, and it hasn't even been 24 hours. Wow. I don't ever want to see news about Aiden Ross or Lieutenant Dan on my feed ever again. I can't take this anymore.
It's why they do it. They have millions and millions of people following this.
My guess, Lieutenant Dan, this is probably pretty typical of anything in his life. Everything is, yeah, I think I got a deal. I don't have a deal. I might have a court date. I don't have a court date. I have a feeling that everything surrounding Lieutenant Dan is probably like this. There's some facts. There's some stuff left up in the air. Nobody really can pin him down.
Did you see the video? He's eating an egg sandwich with a bunch of ketchup on it.
Enjoying the hell out of that egg sandwich, man.
A liquid death water. A weird video.
Nah, actually, ketchup belongs on eggs. I think that's a solid thing to put on eggs. A little ketchup.
Terrible.
Did you say he was planning on moving to Dubai?
He's going to Dubai with his GoFundMe money.
That's going to last him 8 hours in Dubai.
Listen, again, with Lieutenant Dan, I feel like you get morsels of info. You know, does he have a passport to get to Dubai? I don't know. If he buys an airline ticket to Dubai, is he going to make it to the airport on time and be ready to fly? I don't know. I feel like everything with Lieutenant Dan needs to be taken with a grain of salt. If you said to me 3 months from now, will I find Lieutenant Dan in Dubai or in that sailboat, the same one, not the one Aiden Ross is buying, the same sailboat that apparently there's controversy as to whether he even really owns that sailboat, someone claiming it's theirs. Will you find him in 3 months? My guess is in Tampa Bay, in that sailboat, eating an egg sandwich with ketchup.
Just a little advice. If you're squatting in a sailboat and you get $40,000, maybe don't take a vacation to Dubai. Maybe work on your life a little bit.
Everything's a morsel of truth with Lieutenant Dan. I think we're all realizing this at this point.
I'm going to go tell him about Sound Investments. I'm going to drive up to Tampa and really speak with him.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
It's a different energy when we get in there. One of our fans, and around the fourth, they played what's the song? Papayas?
Hawk and Crowder. Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplained?
Audible? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.